From afar, the West Pierhead Lighthouse in Oswego is an iconic image for the city. But up close, it's decayed. Now, a group of volunteers is working on restoring the historic landmark. WRVO's Payne Horning reports.
On a crisp October morning, a boat set sail on Lake Ontario, headed to the West Pierhead Lighthouse. Aboard is Ted Panyatov, a maritime history fanatic who is now on his third lighthouse restoration project.
It's, you know, very exciting to just see it come back to life, so to speak.
For nearly 2 years, Panyatov and a group of volunteers have spent time each week sailing out to the lighthouse, chipping away at its rot, and slowly refurbishing the 81-year-old landmark. The lighthouse has been empty since the U.S. Coast Guard automated its light in 1967. Panyatov says it's important to honor the service of those who once lit its kerosene lamp.
The people that worked out here and devoted their lives to making sure that this structure survived and that the light always came on at night.
That's why Ned Gobrischer got involved in the project. He served at the lighthouse with the Coast Guard when he was 19.
You hope that it looks somewhat like it did a long time ago, so that when people come here and look at it, it represents something. It isn't just a pile of rust, you know?
Since the city acquired the lighthouse in 2009, it has teamed with the H.L. Lee Maritime Museum to refurbish it. A $200,000 grant paid for removal of toxic materials like asbestos. But Panyatov says there is still work to be done on the lighthouse. Assemblyman Will Barkley is sponsoring legislation to give the city a $100,000 grant to repair leaks in the roof and water damage on the lighthouse's concrete base. Once that phase is complete, museum board member Ron Wilson hopes to open the lighthouse for public tours.
It's a great tourist attraction. This is going to bring people to Oswego for years.
Barkley says he would be willing to look into future investments at the lighthouse as well, possibly including a walkway to the structure. In Oswego, I'm Payne Horning for WRVO News.